We are back. We are back. TDT, the disputed truth. We're back again. May 18th. We are back. We are at 90,000 deaths plus. That's pretty sobering to that music. That music always makes me want to bob my head. Always makes me want to go. But yeah, we're obviously living in some real stuff. Most states are opening back up. They're trying to get back to our new normal, or trying to get back to some kind of normal. We'll never go back to what we had. But we'll get into that and everything. Today have somebody with me on this podcast today. Somebody I've been trying to get on the podcast for a long time. And, you know, I will let this person introduce themselves. I mean, it's been a long time coming. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey guys, it's Sharla. I'm Maurice's wife, and yes, he has been trying to get me to do a podcast for a really long time.
Like a really long time. I mean, this has been since the beginning. I mean, if any of you guys know, I had a podcast called Fight Game Talk, and I was trying to get her on that. And I mean, that's me talking about combat sports and everything, you know, and that's kind of funny. I mean, talking about combat sports, because that goes back to when we first met, actually.
Yes, it does.
You know, it goes back to when we first met, and that's actually how we met. We met in combat sports, you know. I was doing my thing in boxing, and she was doing her thing in Muay Thai. And, you know, somehow, you know, she got stunned by the good looks.
No, I kicked you in your face, and you proposed. The story.
Yeah, we'll go with that story.
It's a good story.
That is the story. That's part of the story.
We have witnesses.
Yeah, so this is, you know, I mean, I think this is only right that she is the first lady to be on TDT, The Disputed Truth. I didn't feel right for any lady to be on TDT until she was on TDT. I didn't want any female on TDT until she got on here. And this was like pulling teeth to get her on here. So I am very, very happy.
Yay.
At this.
I'm here.
She's here, and it's kind of like, you know, I forced her into it because we're under quarantine, even though she's going to work. But I mean, there ain't nothing else to do anyways, so
true.
So we got her stuck here, you know. So what do you think about this whole quarantine thing?
I have mixed feelings about the quarantine thing. Are you gonna share that?
Yeah, I'll share some. I mean best stay off my drink.
I should have brought my own.
Could
came unprepared. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
I share a little bit.
Thanks.
So what do you think about this whole quarantine thing?
I do have mixed feelings about it. It's kind of scary. It is our new norm.
Okay.
I kind of wish other people would take it seriously, because you're putting other people's health at risk by not taking the proper precautions. But there's a lot of people out there that have mixed feelings about the whole quarantine thing.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have mixed feelings. I mean, I kind of think like, okay, how serious is it? But then when you start hearing about how many people has died, and then you start hearing about people that know people that's died, So you know that it's not really, it's not fake.
Right.
But I guess for me, and I guess, you know, we're in the same household.
Right.
So, and we kind of look at things pretty similar, that I would rather take the precautions than take the risk.
Right.
You know, and more so than just taking the risk for me, I don't want to take the risk for someone else.
Correct.
And it kind of pisses me off when I see people just like basically being arrogant about not wanting to wear a mask or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of pisses me off. I can't lie. It really does piss me off.
Like, I don't understand how people don't have the same thought. Like, it's a virus with no vaccination, and quarantine slowed it down. So, you know, now we try and take every precaution to protect yourself and other people.
Yeah, but I mean, the way I look at it is that a lot of people are kind of selfish, you know, and mm-hmm. and they only think about themselves, and they're like, oh, I don't give a damn. You know, nothing's going to catch up with me or whatever. And maybe that's right. Maybe they are right.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the people that have, you know, issues coming into, you know, and they obviously only think about themselves. So they're like, well, I don't really care that you can catch this and you can be affected by it. I only care about myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of the problems lie. And that's why we will have these, like this crisis will go, can go to waste. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It can go to waste because with crisis like this, things should change. And there was a lot of bad things, a lot of things that we're doing that should be changed. A lot of bad things we're doing to the earth, a lot of things we're doing to ourselves. In a lot of ways, the corporate infrastructure was enslaving ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we could take this chance to look at things and break that cycle. But, you know, that's kind of going into the weeds of things. And I don't want to get too far into that.
Yeah, don't go too far.
Yeah, because you know how I'll get with that.
Yeah. We'll go off on tangents and I won't be able to follow.
Ah, yeah, you will. Come on now. I'm pretty simple-minded.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm pretty simple-minded. I get angry a lot. That's all.
Hey, let it out.
Speaking of angry a lot.
Are you talking about Safi?
No.
Oh.
Only if you guys could see the look she just gave me. Yeah, so one thing people don't know, if they were to see you, they would think that you were Filipino, which you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're also Hawaiian.
Uh-huh. Japanese and Filipino.
Yes.
Oh, Chinese. We miss Chinese.
Yeah.
Hawaiian, Chinese, Japanese, and Filipino.
Absolutely. And you grew up in Hawaii.
I did.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one thing people often see is someone will say, yeah, you know, I'm Hawaiian or whatever. They'll say, I'm from Hawaii, you know? And that usually means like they were born in Hawaii or they moved to Hawaii or they're raised in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually have native Hawaiian blood.
Mm-hmm.
To you, what does that mean to you alone?
Where I came from?
No, I mean, yes, we know you're from Hawaii.
Or just the...
That you have actual native blood.
It's kind of interesting that you talk about that, because I guess it's only been recently that I've really thought about me growing up in Hawaii. And it's not to bring up a subject that we haven't talked about before, like the whole kid thing.
Yeah.
But it's funny that I think about it and it's like, I wish I had somebody to, you know, pass the heritage down to, sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I'd like for them to know about Hawaii.
Okay.
But we can reel it back in and not, we can save that subject for another podcast.
I mean,
look at that, I'm agreeing to another podcast.
Look at that. Wow. And I have it recorded. Look at that.
It's on tape.
I mean, no, we could definitely talk about, you have my demon seed. I mean, that's, I mean, yeah, for sure.
People would hear that and question.
I mean, but no, so.
I mean, growing up in Hawaii, being from there and then hearing about people saying that they're from there, but they were only born there, they haven't actually lived a life, doesn't mean that they're not exactly Hawaiian. You don't always have to be Hawaiian to be from Hawaii, but I think you should respect the islands if you claim that.
Okay. So what would be something that an average person probably wouldn't know about Hawaii that they should know if they're planning on going to Hawaii?
Wow, you're bringing up bad things.
Not really. I mean, it could be anything. You could say all kinds of stuff. There's certain animals that's not there. You know, you could even.
Oh yeah, we don't have snakes.
And I love that.
People think we have snakes in Hawaii. Actually, I take that back. They found one at the dump because somebody brought it there. But snakes are not native to Hawaii.
I mean, you would think they are just because of the type of climate that's there. I mean,
you want to say it. I know you want to say it.
What? That's a rainforest? Uh-huh. I mean, it is a rainforest. If you've ever been there. So there's one thing that when I first went there, I never thought I'd go to Hawaii, just to let you know. But when I first went there, or when we were getting ready to go there, and I was like, okay, so where are we going? You know, you said Hawaii. And I was like, okay. I'm like, well, and I get this still today. I said, well, what island? And you're like, well, we're going to the Big Island. I'm from the Big Island. I'm like, okay, well, that's got to be a slang term, Big Island. And you're like, no, it's called the Big Island.
Yeah, the Big Island is called the Big Island.
And I'm like, no, it's got to be a slang term. That's a slang term, right? And you're like, no, it's the Big Island. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And I get that today. Like when I tell people, yeah, I like the Big Island. That's my favorite island. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, but what's it called? I'm like, it's the Big Island. So everybody thinks it's Oahu. Mm-hmm. It's the Big Island. I said, no, it's not.
You have to refer to the Big Island as the island with the volcano that's erupting.
Okay.
Then they might make reference, but.
That makes sense.
You have to put a vision.
That makes sense. Okay, so. So you grew up in Hawaii, Big Island, mm-hmm. right? And Big Island is very, how would you say it? It's really like Hawaii. It's really Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's.
You could say that.
It's Hawaii.
Like if you thought about an island.
Yeah. It's Hawaii. It's not like,
It's not super, super touristy.
No, it's not. So.
But it's not super desolate either. It can be, I guess. Depends on what part of the island you go to.
Yeah. And see, that's what's cool about the Big Island. You know, like you could get everything there.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that. You know?
You go swimming and drive to the mountain.
You drive to the mountain, you get the volcano. Mm-hmm. And then, if I'm not mistaken, there's even snow there mm-hmm. at times. And then you always have the rain.
True.
And then there's the tourist side too. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always sunny and hot. And I mean,
you can get every different climate you could almost think of driving the island of Hawaii.
Yeah, big island.
Yeah.
You're going to confuse people. The island of Hawaii. They're going to be like, well, which island are you talking about?
The big island.
Okay. So you moved here. What year did you move here?
I moved in 2002.
Okay, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So from 2002 to now,
mm-hmm.
how has the Big Island changed?
There's a lot more mainlanders that move there.
Okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can kind of say, like, gentrification's kind of happening there, too.
I would agree. They're purchasing all the cheap lands in Puna.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to build large houses there, I guess.
Okay. So,
I mean, it sounds so bad.
Why?
But they're like moving there thinking that it's, I don't know. It's just this weird feeling about people moving to the island because it's pretty, but they're not like respecting the land.
So this is part of the stuff that I was telling that I was getting to mm-hmm. when I said, what is something someone should know about mm-hmm. before they go there? Like whether it's to visit, obviously if they go there to visit, they're going to be like me, like, I want to stay here. I don't want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why I said, you know, what's something that they should know?
That's okay. Hawaii is a special place, right? We go there to vacation. It looks pretty. Everything is beautiful. People are, for the most part, really nice. Except for the super locals.
Yeah.
Then they have different opinions. But for the most part, I mean, I love Hawaii. Of course I love Hawaii. But you can't come there and try and buy up all the land and then think you own everybody who lives there. Like, it's just wrong.
Yeah, I think for the majority, everybody knows somebody that did that. I'm not going to get into any personal names, but yeah, I think everybody knows a rich someone that did something like that.
Well, there's a couple rich someones who...
Well, yeah, you know, but... Mm-hmm.
You also can't divert lava, okay? It's molten hot magma. You cannot divert lava from your house.
Oh, man. You've been watching Austin Powers too much.
Yeah. Liquid hot magma.
Okay. So what's one thing about like the Hawaiian culture that you would say you wish people would understand a little bit more, you know, maybe from people looking from the outside in, they don't quite understand. And I think I know probably what I took from looking outside in.
Mm-hmm. What was your thought?
My thought personally was how family orientated it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think when I went to Hawaii, why I liked it so much was that people actually know how to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Here, people don't know how to relax. Mm-hmm. You get off work, you're still running. You know,
it's a rat race.
Yeah, you're constantly in the rat race. In Hawaii, people know how to relax. They know how to say, okay, you know, I'm done with my job. I put in my hours mm-hmm. and it's time to relax. And with that being said, it's more family orientated. And that's probably why they know how to kind of relax, because it's time to be with family, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that's a big part of what we're missing. And I think this quarantine actually has put some spotlight on it.
I agree.
You know, and I think this quarantine, obviously the virus is a bad thing, mm-hmm. but there's some good things that's come out of it. You know, mm-hmm. people are starting to notice their kids, mm-hmm. like, hey, I didn't know my kid was into that, or hey, maybe I need to spend a little more time at home. Or, you know, maybe me and my wife, we need to spend a little more time remembering each other, or whatever the case be, you know? And I think when I went to Hawaii, and all the times we do go to Hawaii, mm-hmm. that is brought back, mm-hmm. you know, because it's just such a rat race here. And, you know, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, every time we've gone to Hawaii, I think we kind of know our schedule. You're going to sleep and wake up and eat and take a nap and eat and take another nap and eat again.
Hey, I mean, I guess the quarantine was like that, you know?
we only worked out like twice.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about working out, because my stomach's hanging over my belt line and everything. I mean, we don't need to really get into that. You know, I still claim to be a professional athlete.
Very well, you should. You do that.
I'm living in the past. No, I'm playing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No. But, you know, I don't know how it is now, but mm-hmm. I know when, like, we studied stuff in school, mm-hmm. and, you know, we studied stuff about Hawaii, and it's kind of crazy how we studied stuff, but.
What did you study?
You see, that's why I say it's crazy, because we didn't study like the real stuff, like how things really happen, how Hawaii became part of the United States and how all that stuff happened. We didn't talk about that, you know. Obviously, we talked about Native Americans and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but we didn't talk about Hawaiians. You know, it wasn't even mentioned about like what really happened. So
we don't have to get too deep.
No, we don't gotta get deep like that. I don't wanna.
We need to keep our podcast light.
For now. But so like one thing that I notice is like with history and stuff, I guess I notice like with the dancing that you guys do, mm-hmm. a lot of it tells like history and stories. Mm-hmm. I noticed, and nothing against the women dancing, you know, women, I mean, the dancing's beautiful and everything, but I've always noticed it more when men dance, like it seems like a stronger story. Maybe I just connect with it more because I'm a man or something. I don't know, but either way, it's a story. Mm-hmm. There's stories to it. And we weren't taught that as like when we were studying it. I mean, they would talk about like hula dancing, but the hula dancing they would talk about to us was like
tourist
type hula dancing. And it wasn't even hula dancing. It was, mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell it was. I don't know what, you know,
yeah.
I don't know what that's considered. So like, when you're watching hula dancing, like real hula dancing, mm-hmm. is there a story to the dances?
Of course.
Okay. And then
Well, there's a story to every dance, especially in ancient Hawaiian dance, which is called kahiko.
Okay.
So there's two different types of hula.
Yeah.
It's kahiko, which is the ancient type of dancing, and then there's awana, which is a modern dance, and it's more graceful. But each type of dance still talks about some part of Hawaiian history.
Okay.
But
so,
that can get way, way deep.
So let's rewind this a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right. How long have you been dancing?
I think I started when I was 3.
When you were 3 years old.
Yeah. I think it's been like at least combined like 20 years.
Okay. So you've been dancing about 20 years.
Just about.
Okay. And what hula group are you part of now?
I dance with Halauna Viola.
See, like, that's one thing. I know who you dance with, but I would never say the group names. Just like I would never say the street names in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I don't want to look illiterate, you know? I mean, I can read.
Gotta sound it out.
I can read. You know, I know I love boxing. I know I am a Mayweather fan, but I can read. All right. Yeah, I can read. But those street signs and shit. Hey, come on now. Like, really?
We've been together a long time. Maybe it's time you learn.
Yeah.
Let's get on Duolingo. You can learn Hawaiian on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I barely passed the English class I'm in, but she wants me to learn Hawaiian.
Well, you know, you seem so interested in hula, you could always start dancing.
Yeah. She's been trying to get me to dance for years.
Just as long as he's been trying to get me to do this podcast.
No, I think you've been trying to get me to dance longer.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't have any rhythm.
Like, oh my god.
Like that just don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
No, like
all you people know Maurice can dance. You've seen him.
No, well, see, okay. Okay, so I'm that dude. So I'm that dude that like goes on the dance show and they're like, "Okay, yeah, you can dance, but we need to see you do choreography." And that's when it just goes to hell from there. You know, everything goes all bad from there. So, I'm just not going to do it. Nope.
Try.
Not going to embarrass myself like that.
It's okay to try. I tried. Look, I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, but that's just talking. Mm-hmm. Talk every day.
Not through a microphone with some headphones on. There's like a different pressure here. But that's okay.
No, there isn't. No.
Anyway.
You're good.
Anyway.
But back to the hula.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What is... Okay, never mind. Let me talk about this. So, like, I know, like, I've always seen you dance hula. I know you're good. Right. I know you're good at hula. And it's I've kind of gone through learning it as you've been doing it. Mm-hmm. And kind of learning what's good, what's not. And then as you've progressed through getting better and everything, I'm learning too. Right. But I didn't realize how good you were until you were dancing at Grandpa's funeral.
Aww.
And.
Did you cry?
Of course. I mean, that was Grandpa's funeral.
It was Grandpa's funeral.
But I don't know. We like to say Grandpa was playing a joke.
Yeah, and he cut the music off.
And the music went off.
Yeah.
And you kept dancing.
I had to.
And you kept dancing. Well, right?
Yeah. I couldn't stop. And I was singing the song in my head as I was.
And
the
music came back on, right? Mm-hmm. And you were right on key. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was like, dude, she's really good.
Aww.
I'm like, holy shit. There is no freaking way. There is no way I could do that. There is no way, no way, no way. So
you
yeah.
You have to, when you dance the hula and, you know, choreography is just choreography, but you learn about the history of the hula and maybe the struggle that they went through or the really nice things that they've gone through, and you show it through emotion. So you get to know the words and you get to put a feeling to everything that's sung, and you know, it's Grandpa's funeral.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But still, I mean, hey.
It was a celebration of his life.
It definitely was. But still, that's skills. That's skills, you know. Now, I mean, I guess I don't know. I just don't know how you did that. I couldn't do it. I can't do it if somebody's like calling out the 1, 2, 1, and 2 and whatever you guys want to call that. Yeah, that shit just throws me off. Like, out the door. Yeah, I need to freestyle. If I can't freestyle, then yeah, it's I'm packing it up.
My gosh, that's hilarious.
So. On to like some other stuff. So since obviously we're married, you know, and you know, we've been together for quite a while, you know? So, I mean, everybody has their little, has their little things, you know? So what's one thing that I do that you're just like, no matter how many times I tell him, no matter what, he's just gonna keep doing it.
Like you wearing your shoes in the house?
What's wrong with that?
Because nobody wears shoes in their house in Hawaii. I brought that here.
And we're in California.
Take your shoes.
Hold on.
You ready? Leave your slippers outside. Don't bring that in.
I got new slippers today. But anyways, hold on. I gave you the opportunity to live in Hawaii. You said no.
Oh my God. Okay. Two things. I love my family, but as much as we get together at Auntie Becky's house or Uncle Tony's house, our house would be the fourth house on the trail of houses that we all go to, which is totally fine. But you know we would have a full house all the time. Oh my God. I'm not whining. First of all, we weren't gonna move to Hawaii because there's no jobs there.
Hey, we don't need a job now.
Oh my God. This dude.
Hey, I'm happy all you guys out there pay your taxes. Just to let you know.
Oh. Horrible.
Oh man.
Where's my soundboard?
I don't know. Hey, you never wanted to do this, so hey, you don't know how to do this. Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, back up. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I'm gonna get good and take over.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's work for me.
Oh my God, you don't even work. Get out of here. This dude.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. Since I asked you that question, you gave me an answer. All right, I'll go ahead and give an answer.
Oh, okay.
There's one thing that like that can chat my ass.
That I do?
That you can do. You don't always do it. You don't do it much anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's when You guys don't even know, like, there's about to be like a domestic violence case up in here. I'm about to get kicked through the window right now. And I've been push kicked by this lady. Come on now, man. Oh, that's some shit. But anyways, when you take my glass and you push it and you move it in.
Because it sits at the edge of the table.
I know. It's been convenient. It's convenience for me.
Oh my, no.
Yes.
No.
Hey, does that happen?
A glass full of water or coffee does not need to be close to the edge of a table.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
We'll have another argument about toilet paper. You ready about that?
Oh, you want to do it?
Let's go.
Well, I saw a lot of people walking out with toilet paper.
No, it's you changing the toilet paper or bringing a fresh roll of toilet paper in because there's none on the roll anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of taking the empty roll off the toilet paper holder, you just leave the new roll on the counter.
You see this? You see this? I wasn't even trying to go there. See, I'm trying to remind somebody that, hey, if you run the toilet paper out, you should bring a new roll in and put it there. So, at least I bring a new roll in.
This dude.
So you're not inconvenienced.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm. With a shitty ass. But then again, I'm just reminding you that, hey.
I'd like to see what kind of comments come back on this.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel my way. Uh-huh. Tons.
Come on now.
Next time we do this, we're going to do it with the webcam.
Hey, we could zoom it up, whatever you want to do, you know?
People need to see my face.
I mean, shit, we could even have other people on here, you know? I mean, you could get your crew, I'll get my crew, and then, what?
Get my Hawaii crew.
Ah, see, now that's the thing. Going back to the Hawaii thing. So, like, when we were, like, learning about Hawaii and everything, it was like, you know, everything's beautiful, which it is, and everything, and all the people are Hawaii, aloha, this and that, and yeah, everybody is aloha and everything like that, until you meet the real local. And they're not, I will say,
they get territorial.
The temperament is a little bit different, you know. But everybody has always treated me really nice until this last time I went. You know.
We won't get into all of that, but.
I mean, I only had a problem with one dude, and he wasn't very smart anyways.
True.
And that's all we need to say about him.
Right.
But, yeah, so any other things? Any other things that, I might do that,
No, we'll just leave it right there. Hawaii is a beautiful place, though. Don't get that wrong. Don't want to send out funky vibes and messages. Just don't go there right now because, yeah. There might be cheap flights, but they're going to turn around and send you right back home.
I'm going there.
By yourself?
Nope. I'm going there with a friend.
Uh-huh.
Just like this.
So gross. Oh, man. I can't even deal.
Oh, man.
We do need to have a family podcast, though. Like a family podcast session. I think it'll be good.
We will.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I could get your cousin speaking some
pigeon.
Some pigeon.
We can get her on here.
Yeah, we definitely could do that.
It'd be great.
Yeah. But I finally got you on here.
You did.
And
proud of you for that.
It wasn't that bad, right?
Not bad.
I didn't think so. I told you, it'd be easy. Easy going, you know? Mm-hmm. What's there to be scared of?
Not much.
Not much. Until I expose some stuff.
What a hater.
Well, until next time.
Oh, wait. Let me give a shout out to Maka Mai. She's graduating from Roosevelt High School on Oahu. Class of 2020.
Ooh, 2020.
Mm-hmm. I know. Congratulations. All right. Peace out.
Peace.